Let us discuss the daf. Today's daf that we will discuss is daf lamed gimel. There are a few short things I want to bring out. First of all, brachos daf lamed gimel. First of all, there's a very interesting person who's mentioned here in the Gemara. His name is Rabbi Binyamin ben Yefes. Okay, let me see if I can find him. His halacha about Havdalah. Okay, it'll take me too long to find where I should have prepared exactly where he is in the Gemara, but he's somewhere in the Gemara, he says the halacha. The question I want to bring up very quickly is it proper to give a person a name from Tanakh, from Chumash, about a person who lived before Avraham Avinu? What are the two classic names that are definitely given for people? Noach, and what female name? Chava. Chava and Noach are two very common names. Okay. Some people are very upset. There's the Mabit. It's a famous Mabit. The Mabit says you should not give a person a name from Tanakh before Avraham Avinu. The world changed. After Hashem has selected Avraham Avinu to be the Am HaNivchar, so in the Olamos of Kabbalah, a name captures the essence of a person. Only names from Avraham Ve'elech shall be given to children, not names of people that appear in Tanakh before. Chanoch. Okay. Chanoch. Chanoch, you have that name? People have that name?
Sure.
Chanoch, okay. Go to Enoch Nami. So it's not, everyone, it's not accepted. This Mabit is not accepted l'halacha, at least not 100%. Now, one of the interesting examples quoted is today's daf. A lot of the names, it's not an issue because Noach is accepted, Chav is accepted, Chanoch is accepted, okay? And Eretz Yisrael, Nimrod is a very popular name. Chaval. But Terach. Okay, but let me just give you the main heter is for, there are two heterim to give a name from before Avraham Avinu. First of all, if a child is being named after a grandfather, a great grandfather who had a name, it doesn't make a difference what the name is. If that person was a good person, you want to name a great grandchild Noach because his great grandfather was Noach. You want to name after a tzaddik. It was a great Rashi, his name was Noach. You want to name the child Noach. There's nothing to hate. Is that how that did that tzaddik get the name Noach? That's not our business. That's not our problem. The fact is, once a person, the name already is in use, and that person is no longer here, and now there's a person who wants to name a child after a tzaddik who had that name, mutter. There's nothing to discuss, and you have no obligation whatsoever to look in, well, how did he get that name? Maybe when he was given the name, he was given the name through ignorance or through sin. He was a tzaddik, he was a great person. There's a child, you want a name, you need a name, Gesundheit, you can name Noach, that's number one. Number two, let's say it's Parshas Noach. There's a Minhag, also Minhagin, and you don't have a name in the family, you don't have a name, all the names have already been used up. The person already has now 25 children, he's up to 26, and he used every possible name, and it's Parshas Noach, so there's such a custom, you should select the name of a tzaddik from the Parsha. So since the Torah says explicitly, the Torah says, "Ki ois cho re'isi tzaddik lefonai b'ador hazeh, Noach ish tzaddik," well, you can't do a bit worse than that, and there is such a way to take a name from the Parsha, so you can give the name Noach. Chava ki hi hoise eim kochai. You can't do better than that. That's a pretty big compliment, so you have no problem whatsoever. Okay, so those are two classic heterim to give names to people that appear in the Chumash before Avraham Avinu. What about Adam? Adam is a very common name among the Goyim.
Not Adam.
What?
But not Adam.
Adam.
You use the name
Adam.
But I haven't heard of any Jew named Adam.
So why not? That's all part of the Mabit's question. Why can we give a person Adam? Adam Harishain. He's buried in Maris Lachpelah. I mean, how big can you go? How big could it be? I don't. The Yitzir Kap of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the big issue. Now, why am I bringing this out now? Because here we have certain names that are accepted. No, they're accepted. Mashachoye, Kvarhoye, and that's the way. Chanoich, Chava, Noach. I'm sure you'll find a few more. But what about a new name that no one ever heard of before? Yefes. You want to call your child Yefes. Okay, there aren't too many people out there who have a name Yefes that you get a name after. But you like the name. It's a nice
name among Spartan. Yefet.
What, a last name or a first
name?
A last name. Well, first name. You want to name a child Yefes. Are you allowed to do so? So the Ma'abit says, no, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. Whatever was accepted is accepted. Whatever's not accepted, don't start making new innovations. You're not allowed to do it. Today is just a very interesting didaf because one of the Amoraim's name was Yefes. Binyamin ben Yefes. From Yefes came Yavon. Yaftel Kim Yefes v'yishkon v'ohalei Shem. But Yefes is not part of Klal Yisrael. Yefes, one of Noach's sons, Shem Chom and Yefes. And we have here a Tana. It's a fascinating insight. And another Tana, Moira, Binyamin ben Yefes. And this Yefes wasn't an ordinary person. He's called in the Gemara. He was in the Moira. It's Kneged the Ma'bit that says you're not allowed to give a name to a person before Avraham Avinu. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea, a very short idea, this I found to be a very interesting minog. It's not common among us. The Gemara says, is a person that says moidim twice, he's silenced. Why is he silenced? Because it appears to be kishtei rishuyos. So there is a minig among some communities, I do not know whom, that when the shat says moidim anachtulach, and the tzibur responds moidim derabanan, the tzibur does not say the first three words moidim anachtulach. Because if the tzibur will say moidim anachtulach after the shat says moidim anachtulach, it appears the combination of the tzibur with the shatz is moidim, moidim shtei panim. And in Mela, yeah, so it's brought down. So we don't do this. This is not common among us. The shliach tzibur says the moidim from the Shemona Esrei, and the tzibur responds with moidim derabanan. But to the listener, someone who's observer, he hears moidim, moidim. The Melech, who says it's the right thing to do? It's a Beferish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Oh, by the way, the Mishaskin is and the Tzibur and the Shatz, they're a partner, they're a team, they're working together. So it makes a lot of sense. The Melech, when the Tzibur, the Shliach says, "Loi the Vachnuloch," the Tzibur just right away, Ashua. They leave out those three words. They continue the remainder of the Moedim Derabanan, so it should not be Moedim Moedim Shtei Pan. Fascinating minhag, which comes from the simple reading understanding of the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, now it comes to an idea. The main thing I want to talk about is an interesting halacha. Not everyone knows halacha, but it's a very important halacha. It's here in the Gemara. I want to discuss a very interesting bare halacha. What happens with Mitzvah Shabbos? The Gemara here discusses in great detail the laws of making Havdalah. Different opinions. Where do you make Havdalah? Do you make Havdalah Atochanantanu in the bracha of Atochainain? You don't add another bracha. You insert Havdalah in the bracha of Atochainain because Havdalah requires Das, and the bracha of Atochainain is Das. Or perhaps the Gemara presents Rabbi Akiva's opinion. You should have a special bracha, a new bracha. So before you begin the 13 middle brachos of the Bakasha, so the Shemun Eshrei, we should formulate a special bracha for Havdalah. And the third opinion of the Rabban is to recite Havdalah in Modim. Why Modim? Because you have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shabbos when it's over. When Shabbos is over, you are zoicha to experience that taste of Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is over. It's now Mitzvah Shabbos. U'mavel ben Kodesh L'chol. We put it in Modim, like Al Hanisim, the same place where we put Al Hanisim. That's where one should put the bracha of the mention of Havdalah to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our Shabbos experience. What happens? What? We halacha lemaisa, we insert Havdalah in the fourth bracha of Atochonin, Atochonantanu. Now the question is, what happens if you forget to recite Atochonantanu? You conclude. So what is the halacha? Halacha lemaisa, if you forget, that's it. You don't go back. Once you conclude the bracha, you don't even say it in Shnei Tefillah. You don't. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Hados, it's too late. And you don't say it in Shomei Tefillah, and you don't say it in Modim, and you certainly don't hear a new bracha. It's it. But when then will you make Havdalah? A backup. It's not only a backup, that's what part of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the different takanas. You recite Havdalah in alakos. You make avdol alakos, so that will serve your needs. And what happens if a person doesn't say atochanitano and does not say havdalah and he eats? He comes home from shul mitzvah Shabbos. Oh, I forgot to say atochanitano. Oh no, okay, no big deal. I'll make havdalah. You come home. You're waiting for your family to get together to make havdalah, and then one thing leads to another. Before you turn around, you're sitting down and you're eating, and you find yourself eating some leftover cholent. Some leftover kugel. What's the halacha? The halacha is you have to eat daven ma'ariv again. You have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. If you forget to say havdalah atochan antanu, and you just say baruch atu Hashem chunin hados, go light it. Forget about it. Don't even say it in Shemona Esrei. Don't make. But if you go home and you eat before havdalah, you forgot to say havdalah and you eat, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. That's the halacha. Where does it come from? The Gemara. I'll read you the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Boy minei Rav Chistam Rav Sheshes Ta'a Bezo Uvezo." If you make a mistake, Bezo, and Rashi learns you forgot to say, it simply means, well, it's not, the Rashi is not explicit, but basically from Rashi, Rabbeinu Yoina, one of the very popular Mefarshim from the Rishonim, Mamsech the Brach, Rabbeinu Yoina, the mistake, Bezo, you forgot to say Atochanantanu, Uvezo, and you forgot to say, Havdalah. So what's the halacha mahu? Amar lei. So Rav Sheshes answered, Taha bezo uvezo choyzel roish. What do? You have to go back and daven ma'ariv all over again.
Okay.
What? And then Havdalah. You first daven Shemona Esrei and then Havdalah. It's ma'amish brought down in Shulchan Aruch. What? You're going to do both again. You're going to daven Shemona Esrei again, and you're going to say Atochan Antanu like you should, and then you're going to make Havdalah al HaKois, and then you can resume eating. Now here's the Shaila. Here's the question. Why is it depend upon eating? Because the answer is you're not allowed to eat. That's the first halach later on in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah. Once Shabbos over, you may not eat. So therefore, if you eat, that shows that you don't care about Havdalah. You forgot all about Havdalah. Havdalah is the trigger to allow you to eat. If you eat before you make Havdalah, it shows, forget about Havdalah. I don't need Havdalah. Yeah.
Repeat the whole
Ma'ariv? No. Just the Shemona Esrei.
Just the Shemona Esrei.
And why does it depend on eating? Because when you eat, that shows that you care about Havdalah, so now you have to go back and do both again. Here is the shot. What happens if you come home, you forgot to say Atochan Antanu, and you did not yet say Havdalah, and you come home and you do Melacha, and you turn on the lights. Turning on the lights is not a good example, because you need different types of malachas, but you do a real malacha. What?
You write something.
You sit down, you write a letter. Very good. You sit down, you write a letter. You do a real malacha. So l'chayra, the same thing, that's the same, you're not supposed to do malacha until you make havdalah. Now, you can say Baruch Hanavdil. Technically speaking, there's a way out. All you need to do is say Baruch Hanavdil ben Kodesh Lochol. If you say those words, already Shabbos is over. Now you just have an obligation to daven Ma'ariv and to recite Havdalah Lakois. But let's say you did not say the words Baruch Hanavdil ben Kodesh, you did nothing, zero. Nothing. You didn't daven a regular Shemona Esrei and you didn't say Baruch Hanavdil. Nothing. You didn't say Atochan Antanu and you didn't make Havdalah. And you call them, and you take a pen, and you write a letter. You've done malacha. You forgot about Ma'ariv. You forgot about Atochan Antanu. You forgot about Havdalah Lakois. Are you mechuyev now to repeat the Shemona Esrei make Havdalah al Hakois? So the Be'er Halacha says, no. The only time you are mechuyev to repeat the Shemona Esrei when you forget both is only when you eat, not when you do Miloch. And the question is, what's the difference? Why not? Now, not everyone agrees with this mission. This Shabu is a very big chiddush lahalacha. It's a very big leniency. Savik Brachos LaHakel, there's a long list of Poskim that disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. And they say there's no difference between eating and doing Malacha. Just like if you eat after you forgot to say Atach Antanu and Abdullah, you have to do both again. If you do Malacha, you have to do both again. Halacha Lai, Sukhasa, Mishnah Berurah, you don't. What's the difference? The difference is you have to go back to the Gemara. The Gemara, it's not really clear. There's a very great difficulty within the, in the interpretation of the Gemara as the way I explained to you. Let me read the Gemara again. Just one line of Gemara. Boy minei Rav Chista merav Sheshes. Ta, if you make a mistake, bezo uvezo. This and that. What's this? I translated this to mean Tfilah and Havdalah. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amalei. So Rav Sheshes says, ha ha, ta bezo uvezo. You made a double mistake. Choyzer Larosh. Rashi. Larosh. Litfilah. You go back and you dive in Litfilah. Ulukois. And you make Havdol ala Kois. So Rashi is translating the word Rosh, the head, to mean the Tfilah. Many Mefarshim ask on Rashi that the word, the roish, is not the correct word for tefillah l'kais. In other words, the word roish would be the correct word if you have two things in a set. There are two things, they're very similar, they're in sequence, there's one and two, and you make a mistake one and two, so you go back to the very beginning. When you have two different items, two completely different things, And you make a mistake with regard to item number one and item number two, apples and oranges, the word l'roish is not the correct word. It would be more correct for the Gemara to say chozer l'tfilah. If the word zo, the first zo refers to tfilah, and the second zo refers to havdol ala kois, which are completely two separate things, when Rav Sheshes gives the answer, he should say chozer l'tfilah. Not l'roish. So what am I coming to? A collection of the Rishonim, this is how many want to learn Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara, they want to learn Pshat in the Rambam, that when it says here, Tov b'zoh b'zoh, it's an entirely different question. We have over here in the Gemara, as we started, three opinions when one says Havdalah. Do you say Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonin? Do you say Havdalah as a bracha bifnei atzma? Or do you say Havdalah in Modin? The Gemara seems to completely reject Rabbi Akiva. You don't make a special bracha. You never make a special bracha. But the Gemara does seem to give some weight to Rabbi Eliezer that says you should make Havdalah in Modin. And in fact, when Mitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tov, the Gemara has a whole presentation that according to some opinions, everyone will agree that the proper place to say Vatodienu, to say Havdalah, will be in the Bracha of Modin, like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara now wants to. So according to some of the Mefarshim, they want to suggest that there's another way, a more precise translation to the words of this halacha. Toha, a person is davening Shmon Esrei, and he forgot to say Atochonein, Atochanantonu in the brach of Atochonein. You forgot to say Atochanantonu. What do you do now? It's a backup. Not like halacha we do halacha l'maisa. The backup is say Havdalah in Modin. That's what you should do, like Rabbi Eliezer. Lechatchila, you should say Atochon Antanu in the bracha of Atochoine. But where you forgot, and you said Berachat Hashem Chonein Hadoas. So now we'll do like Rabbi Eliezer, and we'll say Atochoinein in Moedim, just like the Gemara presents this solution for Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Because Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, there is no Atochoinein. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, so you do like Rabbi Eliezer, say it within Modim. We don't do the halacha l'mayis either. We do within the bracha kedush hayayim. That's the Gemara who also talks about that. But do it. So now the Gemara says, let's say you made a mistake during Atochoinin, and you then nacham osamu, I'm back at Modim. And then you get to Modim, and you forgot to say it by Modim. So what do you do now? Oh, you made a double mistake. Choyzer l'roish. Now the word L'Roish makes sense. Because both Zoh and Zoh are within the framework of one body. When you're within one body and you forget at the head and you forget at the heart, so you go back to the head. The word Roish fits much better, makes a lot of sense if you learn Shad in the Gemara, Zoh is an Atochoinein, and Zoh is Atochoinein, and the second Zoh is Modim, then Choyzer L'Roish. Wait, I didn't tell you the Gemara correctly. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. There's a little small adjustment. Choyzer L'Roish, as long as you did not finish the Shmona Esrei. In other words, you forgot to say by Moedim, but you're still holding within Sim Sholoim. You're still holding it. You're within the Shmona Esrei. You forgot to say Bezo, Ato Choynein. Okay, keep on going. Why can you keep on going? Because I still have hope to say it during Modim. You now finish Modim, and you're in the middle of Sim Sholoim. Oh, you're in the middle of Sim Sholoim? Now Choyzer where? Go back L'Roish to Ato Choynein. Go back now to Ato Choynein. Not to the beginning of the Shmona, Ato Choynein. But what would happen if you would finish the Shmona Esrei? No, you finished. Too late. Do you ever have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? Never. Even if you forget to make Havdalah, even if you eat, even if you do Malacha, you'll never have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So according to this interpretation, there's never a Hecha Timsa where you'll ever have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. Because how are we going to teach? Toha Bezo. You made a mistake in Ato Choyne. Don't repeat it, don't do anything. Because you have hope in Modim. And then Bezo, you've made a mistake in Modim. And now you're in the middle of Sim Sholem. Choyzel Roish. Go back to Ato Choyne. But what happens if you finish the Shmona Esrei? Hamavarech Esamo Yisrael Ba'ashom Yehil Ratzon. No, you made a mistake. It's okay, you made a mistake. So you make Havdalah Kais. Let's say you go home now and you eat. Before you make Havdalah Kais. No, you ate. Make Havdalah Kais. I did Malacha. Make Havdalah. According to this interpretation, you'll never ever repeat the Shmona Esrei. And the word L'Roish makes good sense. Because the Rosh is the first Bezoh. You're all within the framework of the Shmona Esrei and the Rosh. But that's not the way Rashi fataiches the Gemara. Rashi says Bezoh is Shmona Esrei. Bezoh is Havdalah Kois. Chois and the Rosh means repeat the Shmona Esrei. So along comes this awesome chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Haber Halacha says, really it's all one and the same. If you do Malacha, if you forget Bezoh, according to the Gemara, according to Rashi interpretation, you should repeat the Shmona Esrei. If you eat, if you do Malacha, you should repeat the Shmona Esrei. However, we're going to make a pshar. When it comes to eating, which is more chomor, because eating, you're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah, then we're going to fataych the Gemara like Rashi. And you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But if you do Malacha before and you forget Shmona Esrei, and you forget Havdalah, and you do Malacha, since Malacha is not as chomor as eating, because Malacha, all you need to say is Baruch HaMavdil. You don't even need to daven Ma'ariv to do Malacha technically. To do Malacha, all you need to say the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kosh Lachol. You don't need to daven, you don't need to make Havdalah Kais. To eat? There's no such thing as eating until you make Havdalah. There's no way out. So since we find in the hierarchy, that the Malacha, we're going to be Makel, and we're going to translate the Gemara like the Rambam for Malacha, and you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. How could you do that? How can you take one Gemara, which is all or nothing, and when it comes to eating, we're going to learn Shan the Gemara like Rashi, which will require you to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But when it comes to Malacha, we're going to translate the Gemara like the Rambam, and you're not required. That's what you can do in the world of Halacha. The world of Halacha is a world to itself. You can take one Gemara, it's an incredible chinish. What the Mishnah Berurah, let me read you, so there's a few words. V'yim Toha, kodem shehivim tom. If you eat kodem shehivdil, ayin de el yirabu v'chadushay rabbi kiv ege shehivim b'shem harashba, do hu hadin im osam malacha. Like I told you, many people hold that the same thing. If you forgot to say atochanatanu, and you forgot to say havdallah, and you do malacha, you have to do the shemun ashray. Oh, it's kodem havdallah. Uvis sefer kovitz al Rambam and the sefer kol al Rambam mefakvek b'din zesh shel Rashba la Maisa ve'viv b'schit shuva ayin sham u'mevahainu mibnei. Why is it mefakvek? Because the Rambam from the Rambam Smash, when you never repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, even if you eat, because Rambam lehevi din zesh shel hatur v'shulchan aruch klal u'mashma d'loy nefarish kenes mashama ha'gemara d'toh b'zov b'zov k'moshe mefarish ha'rashba v'harash. There, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chayni Perush Rashi Mashma, the Lomafarish came like the ones like Rabbeinu Yoina. The Chayim Sefer Arzurah Perush by Perush Acher Ayin Shem. The Chayinu Shetoba Avdola Gufa. Right. Shetoba Avdola Gufa. The Al Kain Leinyan Melacha. The Mail of the Ber Halacha passes when it comes to Chayin Du Melacha. Al Kol Panim. Ein lahachmer b'diavad lachsoul mispal me'achash lehus kabeni b'be. I don't know what it says of the harosh. V'yislismech b'ze al haram. So this is an amazing halacha. I can't tell you how amazing this is. Is that you take a piece of Gemara? You never. It's unprecedented such a thing. I mean, you take the Gemara, and there are two mahalachim in the Gemara. There's a mahalach like Rashi, and according to Rashi, you'll always have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And then there's another mahalach according to the Rambam. You'll never have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, and we're going to machalik. If you eat, then we'll learn the Gemara like Rashi. Toha b'zohu b'zohu chayzeh l'roish. You made a mistake in Tefillah and Havdalah, return and l'roish back to Tefillah Davin all over again. But when it comes to Malacha, which is not as chomor, because Malacha you don't need to do anything, you really just need to say the words, and you make a double mistake, there we'll teach the Gemara like the Rambam, b'zohu in atochoinin, u'b'zohu in the bracha of modim, chayzeh l'roish. Go as long as you are not your agla from the Shemoneh Esrei, you can save the first three brachas, go back and say atochoinin again. The Rosh means the beginning of the Shemoneh, means the Rosh means atochoinin. But to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, never repeat the Shemoneh Esrei from Malacha. One Gemara, we'll learn one way for one Indian, another way for another Indian. That's what comes out according to the Shita of the Ber Halacha. We'll stop here.